ओम शांति, वेलकम बैक. यू आर ऑल ग्रेट सोल्स. हाउ मेनी आवर्स वी हैव स्पेंट टुगेदर, मॉर्निंग 9:30 to 1, 5 to 7:30, एंड नाउ थर्ड सेशन. सो वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव Charlie Bhai to share his experience of experimenting with volcanic yoga. And how many of you are seeing him for the first time? Raise your hand. Wow, look at this. This idhar aao, is this taraf aao, pehle dekho to sahi. Raise your hand, first time. Yeah, so Charlie Bhai is one of the pioneers of double foreign service. Came to Baba in 76, travel all over the world, and now coordinating Australia, Australian centers. So he will share his experience and then lead us with a commentary in meditation. And tonight you will all receive Toli and a special journal that is made for this retreat. So relax, sit back and enjoy. So I like sisters to welcome him with our traditional welcome. We want to tie you also in the bondage, special Rakhi. Everybody got this Rakhi? Uh-huh. This is a eternal Rakhi. It cannot break, it cannot get wet. You cannot break it, just like the soul cannot drown in the water, cut into piece. I don't know how to take it out. I know only to put it on. Let us do some research. So over to Charlie Bhai. Translators are all okay? Okay. Sister Christina, one of you go for translation Chinese. She's coming, coming, coming.
Om Shanti. Lovely to be sitting in the volcano with all of you. And thanks Miraben for inviting me. And I think I always appreciate how Miraben is always creating programs to help us all move forward, especially in terms of yoga. And I wonder, how is your volcano, is your volcano active? Like a little bit of smoke coming out? Is it erupting, like lots of explosion and fire? Or is it dormant, like it's a volcano but no smoke and no fire? Because I think in my personal experience and meeting with so many of Baba's children, the number one question in the hearts of all of us once we become committed to this life is the quality of my yoga. And I honestly feel most of us feel that it can always be a little bit better. And you know, sometimes when I sit with Baba, I ask my heart, why did I become a BK? And the answer is for self-transformation, complete self-transformation, and to become pure. And if I ask that question now, why am I still with Baba? It's the same answer, for complete self-transformation and to become pure. And what is the method? The method is this quality of yoga, this deep quality of yoga. And many times I feel that, you know, we love Baba, we follow all the principles, we do service day and night, but it always feels that the quality of my yoga needs to improve. And I remember listening to a story, and I can't remember who told us, but about Daddy Prakashmani in 1968. I always love this story because Brahma Baba had a seminar on remembrance, and you've got everyone in the history hall. And I really love that we have seminars on global functioning and all this sort of thing, but Baba had it on yoga and remembrance. And Baba invited all the senior sisters, and they were all sitting around in the history hall. And what I heard was that Baba said to each one of them, "How much do you remember, Baba? How much do you remember, Baba? How much do you remember, Baba?" And it came to Daddy Prakashmani, and it was a year before she was to become the instrument for the whole yajna, and Baba said, "Daddy, how much do you remember, Baba?" And Daddy said, "1 hour a day." And when I heard that, I thought, much better. And Baba praised her for her honesty. And I think it really made me realize that, you know, we talk about yoga, but really, what is the quality? Because to me, there's different grades of yoga. And I remember once Baba said that it's not that you're soul conscious, and it's not that you're body conscious either, but you're action conscious. And in a way, it's like a very low grade of yoga, because the intent of our actions when we serve Baba, it's from love. And so in a way, it's a little bit of yoga. We can say low grade yoga. The second grade I often feel is what I call indirect remembrance. In the sense, I'm thinking about Baba, I'm thinking about Baba's knowledge, I'm thinking about Baba's qualities. And that actually sustains me in the present. I feel quite settled and sustained, but it's not actually transforming me. And I honestly believe, you know, how much of our meditation is mainly just thinking, even if it's deep thinking. Because the third grade I often feel is direct remembrance, and that's really when the soul becomes a bodiless soul, and really my mind, my intellect, the whole soul is absorbed in one. And that is the quality which we really aim for. And this is the quality that shifts. And my own experience, that when I really feel that I'm absolutely focused, I'm present in front of Baba, I feel a lightness. It's almost like a cleanliness comes through my mind and my inner world. And I feel that's what Dadiji was really talking about, that quality of yoga. But, you know, when I really reflect on it, and when I think many of us, have you come to a point in your BK life when you think, I really want to improve the quality and the quantity of remembrance? How many times have you felt that? Everyone. Silly question. And so we sit in yoga, and what happens? Our mind wanders everywhere. And sometimes I think a little bit of hopelessness sets in, that I really want to be there, but it's like I'm just pulled in so many different directions. And for me, I really began to reflect that we have to build our yoga stage, our volcanic stage, step by step. And to me, really, the quality of connection, the purity of that highest connection, depends on each and every aspect of my Brahman life. I just can't sit down and go there. It's like each part, it's like, of my Brahman life contributes to that quality connection with Baba. And I thought I might attempt to do an illustration, and as you will notice, I wasn't very successful in art classes at school, but I'll have a go. Can you see that? You can just see it. Can you tell what it is? It's a volcano. And my feeling is that we just can't sit and go there. We have to build the volcano stage step by step. And really, my own experience is when we do that, it like frees me from all the pulls, all the attractions and all the influences, so that in the final moment you're absolutely present and connected and able to absorb from Baba. And the first part I just call awareness. I'm not sure this marker is any better. Is it better? but my writing is not very good. Can you read that? Awareness. And I feel this is like the foundation of volcanic yoga, or the quality of yoga we really want. And I remember once Baba gave a beautiful muli where he's talking about the two principles of freedom. The two principles that free me from all the influences that take me away from that ultimate focus I want. The first principle was, mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. And I honestly believe the seed of volcanic yoga, from my experience, the absolute seed is to have all relationships with one Baba. My own feeling is that, you know, sometimes we remember Baba and we have that lovely feeling. But if I also remember people have dependent relationships with others, it's like it sustains those sanskaras. And so I keep giving life to my impurity and I don't really feel the depth of attraction that I want. So the first principle of freedom is all relationships with one Baba. Mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. The second principle is, Baba, everything is yours. And so what I'm beginning to do, I'm freeing myself from the network of I and my that I've built up over so many lifetimes. And this is like the foundation that underpins volcanic yoga in my experience. The second thing I would say is lifestyle. And you know, for me these days, if anyone says to me, I can't meditate, I honestly believe it's not the hour that I sit to meditate, it's the 16 to 18 hours of the day. Because as we know, there's this profound relationship between my thoughts and my actions. And if my actions aren't accurate, they disturb my mind. And this is why my whole day and how I behave and how I act is contributing to my ability to sit and let go and have that higher state. It's absolutely my experience. And when you sit to meditate, and what comes up onto the screen of your mind, if I've criticized somebody, if I'm dwelling on somebody's defect, if I'm a bit pulled or attracted, these subtle behaviors and activities disturb my ability for deep meditation. And this is why really I think Baba emphasizes so much to us about Srimat. To me, I never think of Srimat as rules and regulations. It's a deep code of truth that frees the soul from so many attractions and influences. Because we're building this pyramid to free me so that I can have that one-pointed absorption, that volcanic connection. And when I really have reflected on it in my life, one, I need Srimat, and that frees me, you know, that frees me from the pull of inaccurate action. I need disinterest, which frees me from the pull of the world. I need renunciation, which frees me from the pull of the rubbish, the negativity. And I need surrender, which frees me from the pull of all the things of value. You know, we have things of value. So it's like my behavior, my lifestyle is crucial to my ability to meditate. And I remember one thing that really touched me was Dadi Gulzar. Once she gave a lovely class about the Mariadas of yoga. And what she is really saying is that during the day, during all my interactions and my actions and my relationships, to keep your mind within the Mariadas of yoga. And what she was meaning is that if she was saying, to practice soul consciousness, to churn knowledge, to have chit-chat with Baba, to have good wishes. It's like the sacred space of my mind is holding quality thoughts and quality feelings. Because if I churn a bit and then I have a lot of negativity or waste, if I have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba and then something else happens, it's like my mind is retaining sometimes quality thoughts, sometimes not. And so when I sit to meditate later in the day, sometimes that inaccurate behavior comes up on the screen of the mind and doesn't really allow me to go, you know, to have that connection that I really want. The third thing which I feel is just soul consciousness. And this lesson to me is just so crucial to being able to have that quality of yoga. And I've done so many experiments over the years myself to deepen that, because often I think our education system is we know all the information. We have so much information in our intellect, but Baba's education of soul consciousness, take one idea, who am I, and go deeper and deeper and remove the layers so that I transform a theory into an experience, so that I'm actually learning how to feel soul conscious. And to me, the key is to be incorporeal. When Brahma Baba became Avyakt, what was the first word that he gave us? Incorporeal. I once asked Didi Manmohini, Didi, there's so many efforts we need to make. What do you believe is the most important? Straight away she said to be incorporeal. Because I find myself that when I feel incorporeal, and that's, I've done experiments over months myself to feel separate from this material world. And when you do, you feel naturally uninfluenced, naturally detached. It's not like you have to psych yourself up into it. It's a natural consequence when I'm in that incorporeal state, the feeling of a sweet detachment from this material world. So that what is happening is I'm beginning to free myself from all these pulls and all these influences. The next thing is love. And to me, love is the great power that takes the soul beyond. It's like generating heat in the volcano. And it's like the principle says that where the heart goes, the mind follows. When there's a sense of love, a sense of belonging, a sense of intimacy, a sense of closeness, a real sense of such a close feeling to Baba, that love, I feel, for me, propels me beyond. It takes me beyond all the pulls. And so often Baba has said, you know, that children becoming bodiless is like the fitness of Brahman life. And sometimes I think, you know, Baba says become bodiless in a second. It's almost like that's the essence of our study. In 1 second to let go, you know, all the conditioning of 2,500 years, you know, to let go the consciousness of the body, to let go the consciousness of bodily relationships, to let go service, to let go roles, responsibilities, absolutely everything. Ultimately, this is our study, which we're studying. And to me, it's the power of love that really enables the soul to become like Baba, the eternal point. And finally, I feel we come to this place of silence. And this, it's almost like I've done all the work. I've built my stage. I've freed myself from all the attractions and pulls. And I enter a silence. And to me, this silence is that I don't feel my sense organs aren't pulling me to situations, people. I'm absolutely present in front of Shiv Baba. And nothing is pulling me, attracting me, or influencing me. And Baba is completely and totally in my attention. You know, I'm absolutely present. I'm not half present and wandering here and there. I'm absolutely with Baba. It's like I'm in tune with Baba. I'm resonating with Baba. And nothing is pulling me away. And what I find is that it's almost like Baba's energy is entering, is coming into the soul. And that, to me, is like an energy that cleans, an energy that transforms, an energy which is really changing me. Just me and Baba resonating in this absolutely beautiful frequency, and no fear that I'm going to come down from that most elevated state. But it's actually the result of each and every part of my Brahman life. And that's why if we sit and just hope to go straight here, we won't. I've got to really reflect my own experiences. Even when I become bodiless, I observe where I get stuck, where I can't let go, you know, where I feel a little bit of bondage. And that's revealing to me where I need to do the work so that I can absolutely be present with Baba and resonating, and that quality of volcanic yoga which really begins to change me. And I feel this whole process is freeing the soul so that the eruption can really happen. Actually, I think there's a red texter here, so I should use it, shouldn't I? Does that look better? And this, I feel that it's not enough just to sit down and meander, wander here and wander there. I actually have to see, if I look through all these steps, where am I not really functioning properly? Do I really have those two principles of freedom? Do I have an accurate lifestyle? Have I really done the work of soul consciousness? And my benchmark was listening to Dadi Ratan Mohini when she talked about the early days of the Yagya, when Baba set such an atmosphere of soul consciousness where at each moment as they walked and moved, Baba paid attention and to going so deep into that first lesson. And then the power of love takes me beyond, and then the mind becomes still, the mind becomes silent, so I can really absorb. And in that time, that's when I think change really begins to happen. And often I feel what happens is the original sanskaras start to come out and the impurity starts to merge back into the memory track and has less and less influence on me. And, you know, how often do we have that quality of yoga? And I think that's why Daddy Prakashmani said 1 hour a day, because, you know, we know that this takes really, I'd say, an entire, you know, focus or attention of my Brahman life. So I think what we're supposed to do, Sister Mira, is there time for questions or do we just have commentary? Okay, no questions, okay. That's fine. So we'll just have a little commentary and then I think we're going to have Toli and... Let me sit quietly. Put down pens and just relax. And let me ask my heart, the seed of volcanic yoga is to have all relationships with one. With a lot of love, let me ask myself honestly, is this seed in me? If I really want that quality of yoga, let my heart have a connection with just one. And then let me gently reflect on my day. Were my actions conducive to taking me to the higher stage? Was my subtle attitude clean and benevolent? Because my thoughts and actions are the stepping stones to this higher stage of yoga. Now become the seed. Just feel all the energy withdrawing to a point in the forehead. Feel yourself to be incorporeal, sitting in this physical world, but completely detached. Become smaller and smaller. Feel yourself completely withdrawing from this temporary body and sitting so lightly in the forehead. And in the eye of your mind, see Shiv Baba, a radiant jewel of light. Baba, I am coming to you. Feel Baba's purity of love, the attraction of a love that I won't find anywhere else. Allow yourself to be completely loved and feel this love pulling you beyond, pulling you into silence, pulling you into deep silence. Go deeper and deeper and just sit in front of Shiv Baba. I, the eternal soul, with my eternal lover, my eternal friend. Nothing can pull me away from the beauty of this connection. Feel the purity of Baba's vibrations entering the core of your being. And feel those vibrations transforming, cleaning, uplifting. Baba, this absorption, this sweet feeling of total union is healing the core of my being. Baba, your power is now my power. The subtlety of this sweet connection is filling me with so many treasures. This one-pointed absorption is volcanic yoga, the yoga of transformation.
Om Shanti. A mic uthate to? On behalf of all the tapasvi souls, I would like to say thank you to Charlie Bhai. You can one hand clap. Thank you.